The hearing was titled EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, a factual review of a hypothetical scenario. It was sponsored by the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology's Subcommittee on Oversight. The chair is Paul Brown from Georgia.
I've been to Alaska many times. In fact, you can come to my office and you'll see some critters that I was able to gather there.
The hearing covered all the usual topics: the importance of copper to renewable energy, the cultural and economic value of Bristol Bay Salmon Run, and what to make of the EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
As of this point, no mining permits have been filed in Bristol Bay. That means that EPA's watershed assessment is based on hypothetical mining scenarios. And according to one mining supporter, quote, "It is a fantasy for the government to say, here's a mine plan."
The Pebble Partnership has not released its actual mine plan. Many argue that the assessment is premature and should not impact the project's permitting process. A former regional administrator for the EPA, Wayne Nastry, testified. He's done consultant work for BBNC. He says the EPA does have enough information to take a look at stopping the mine through the 404C process.
The physical dimensions of the mine itself will create significant impacts to the ecological resources in terms of impacts to streams and so forth. So from that perspective, EPA has enough information to address the 404 question, and that is, are there unacceptable and adverse impacts? And if so, then the agency has a series of decisions that it can make with regards how to address that.
Dr. Michael Kavanaugh was the only person to testify that has a background in mining technology. He's the senior principal of GeoSyntech Consultants, who's done work with Northern Dynasty. He told the committee that the EPA study does not include modern mine technology.
The assessment contains inaccurate calculations that significantly overestimate consequences of hypothetical system failures, such as a worst-case pipeline failure scenario that significantly overstates the potential volume of discharge released to a creek. Finally, the assessment reflects a general lack of consideration of engineering and design mitigation measures. For a modern mine, all systems would be designed with appropriate safety factors, meeting permit requirements, and designed to minimize the consequences of potential failure events.
Representative Dan Mafai is a Democrat from New York. He's the ranking minority member on the committee.
Claims that some magical technology can make all this work out have been made many times, and rarely does technology work the way it is promised. Mining is an inherently destructive and dirty business, and technology cannot make it clean and harmless. I certainly agree we need mining, and I'm not an opponent of mining, but I think that we have to be honest with ourselves about where such projects can work and where they simply don't make sense.
Several who testified echoed the Pebble Partnership's desire to let the mine go through the full National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, permitting. Republican David Schweikert asked Dan McGrory, the president of the American Resources Policy Network, about allowing that full NEPA process play out.
What it means, instead of having a hypothetical construct, is there's a particular plan with particular technologies, particular best practices in a particular place, and that experts on all sides of those questions have the opportunity to bring their information to bear. It's very much like Mr. Rothschild said about that process. That process is in place, and it takes us very far downfield to making a good decision, a scientifically informed decision.
Tim Bristol is the Alaska Program Manager for Trout Unlimited. He listened in from Alaska.
Some people that were there today were sort of wrapping themselves in the NEPA blanket, because they know that if the EPA is allowed to move forward and do this very exhaustive, deliberative, fact-filled analysis of what a mine like Pebble will do to the Bristol Bay watershed, I think it's pretty clear that if EPA is going to take the responsibilities under the Clean Water Act seriously, they will move forward to either restrict the type of development or prevent development in the headwaters of Bristol Bay. So I think they're just using NEPA as an excuse to sort of drag this process out, I don't know, perhaps give Pebble Partnership more momentum.
Thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C., there were no Alaskan experts that testified, nor was Alaska's House representative in attendance. There were, however, people from Bristol Bay in the committee room. One was Tom Tilden, the chief of the Chogyan Tribal Council, who spoke with APRN after the hearing.
Anytime you have something as big as a possible mine that is going to affect your subsistence lifestyle, your culture, your economics, it does add stress. I think in one of the brochures that I read about this hearing, or an article that I read about this, was that it brought brother against brother, sister against sister, and it has. It has created all kind of stress in the family. in the community, in the villages, because of the split that it has caused.
The EPA says it will release a final assessment this year. The Pebble Partnership says it intends to submit its mine plans and begin permitting by the end of the year. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.